This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 109 North Avenue West for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Into the 11 o'clock hour on this Saturday morning. So glad you're with us. Sam Crenshaw sitting here 9 floors up in the Kia Studios. The fog, maybe that's going to burn off outside. But glad you're with us. Got Noel other side of the glass. And good morning, Georgia! And say good morning to the folks down in Sharpsburg. Yeah, down in wonderful Coweta County going down I-85. I hope everything is well. And down that way, y'all say hello to Mike Bell for us down there, if he's in town this weekend. He's always on the road traveling somewhere. But anyway, you know, he is your neighbor. And great to have you with us on this Saturday morning, as always. Greg is usually here. Greg is on assignment. You know, he probably may be on assignment tomorrow as well. But we did hear, we just had a casting call. And like, once again, watch to see if he drops a new and updated casting call for us sometimes, maybe over the next couple of days, with some more opportunities for you to go and put some cash in your pocket. All right? That's something we'd like to talk about here. I want to remind everybody that's coming up at the top of the hour, just before the top of the hour, at 11:50, we will have MLS soccer preseason action, Atlanta United against Dallas. That's coming your way. Jason Longshore is going to have that along with Jared Smith. Jason Longshore will be joining me tomorrow morning and Monday morning here. So we definitely want to find out all that we need to know about Atlanta United as their season will start next week, a week from today. They will begin playing against Montreal, and the MLS season will begin. So that's coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 11:50 this morning. We've been told we have a hard out at 11. When they say hard out, that means when that time comes, you shut up. So 11:50, we're going to shut up because it's time for soccer. It's time for Atlanta United. All right, we also got basketball coming your way. We got college basketball. The main event today, hey, you can have your Duke and your North Carolinas. You can have all this because today it is Alabama and Auburn. Top two programs in the nation right now. You heard me. The top two programs in the nation, Alabama against Auburn. We have it for you here on the station. Pre-game is at 3:45. The tip is at 4 o'clock for that game. And then to be followed by Kentucky and Texas coming up a little later on. 7:45, the pregame, 8 o'clock tip. So fantastic college basketball action from the SEC, the conference that is dominating college basketball right now. My goodness, 13 to 14 teams from this conference could go to the big dance. And that's mind-boggling when you think about it, for a conference that usually prides itself in another sport to have teams so strong across the board in basketball this season. So it's remarkable to see. And, oh, by the way, you got some of your top women's teams also from the Southeastern Conference. I mean, you don't think about that. You know, think about that a little bit. We don't talk about LSU and South Carolina, folks like that, and what they do on the women's side of things. So some great, great, incredible basketball being played in the area. This is All-Star Weekend. One of the things that really stood out to me this week, as we talked about it earlier, was the name of the All-Star class, of potential All-Star, the finalists for the Naismith Hall of Fame. And, you know, it was special to me because we had some of our home folks on there, Noel, and folks that, you know, you've had a chance to watch play their high school ball and were game changers. And I mentioned something, and you hadn't thought about it the way that I mentioned it. Obviously, we got some names on there like Carmelo Anthony and Marcus Johnson and Buck Williams, Sue Bird, Jennifer Azey, Sylvia Fowles, and Coach Billy Donovan. But the name that jumped, two names that jump off the page for me are Dwight Howard and Maya Moore.
Yeah,
and
rightfully so.
Rightfully, they were two of the game changers. They were two players that made people really look at Georgia, and particularly Metro Atlanta, for the basketball talent that was being produced here. And think about all the talent that has come out since that time. We have trouble keeping them in town, keeping them in state. But think of all the talent. I mean, Dwight was pre-ticketed to go to North Carolina, but instead opted to go the professional route, along with Lou Williams, who was around that same time, you know, those three players. You got to give him his due as well, because they were all there at around the same time and were recruited to go play collegiately, but Lou, just like Dwight, went straight to the NBA.
Yep. That was the end of an era.
It really was. It really was. And you think about Dwight Howard, when you think about him, you know, I said, Dwight Howard, Hall of Fame. And I don't know about the post-Orlando Dwight Howard, but the Orlando Dwight Howard was destined. This guy was ticketed for the Hall of Fame for what he did playing in Orlando. And I don't know if people remember that, because of, you know, the odyssey that was the other part of his career. I don't know, Noel, we talked about it earlier, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I think people, you know, spend a lot of time focused on, you know, post-Dwight, especially that those, what was it, like 2 years in L.A.? Like, those seem to be the years that really, really haunt him. I mean, I'm not going to lie, there were some things that happened here that I wasn't that much of a fan of when he found himself here, but it had nothing to do with his goofy personality. It was he demanded to be like the focal point and to play a style of basketball he really wasn't that good at.
Yeah,
like he wanted to post, but he didn't really have great post moves, and it just went downhill after Orlando. But when he was the focal point in Orlando, it was woo. And that's back when All-Star Games was still exciting also.
Yeah,
put the cape on
and slap the
sticker on the back of the backboard. And he had Shaq over there being super salty just because it's Dwight. And he called himself Superman. Man, a lot of drama, a lot of storylines, a lot of good moments there when Dwight was Dwight, when he was in his prime.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So he is a finalist. Of course, the ones who will make this class for the Naismith Hall of Fame will be announced at the Final Four. That's when that is always done. But also, we talked about Maya Moore. I talked about what a game changer she was in this area, because prior to Maya Moore, practically all, maybe not every single one, but practically all of the girls' basketball talent all went to Georgia. And if you were from the state of Georgia, it was understood. If you were played at a certain level, that was where you were going. And Maya said, you know, after further review, not so fast, you know, she decided to go to UConn. And women's basketball at Georgia has never been the same.
Right. On paper, like, UConn is like, I mean, a no-brainer. But to your point, if you know the history of women's basketball in Georgia, that was like, skirt? UConn? You going all the way up there?
Yeah. Yeah. And since that time, we've seen a parade, a march of some of our biggest, greatest talent leaving the state to go other places. And, you know, they come in and recruit. I was at an event on MLK Monday over at Holy Innocence, and there were college scouts sitting there. They had a row of chairs on one end of the floor and a row of chairs on the opposite end, Noel. And there were people from, you know, every college. Coach there from Stanford, from Florida, from Auburn. I mean, it was amazing to see. But they know the talent is here. And these two players we're talking about are two of the people to alike. I mean, Dwight Howard, they had a game so big against Landmark, they had to play it over at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got a chance. There's a picture that I have of me talking with Pat Riley,
who came to recruit.
You know, like I said, these two were game changers. They were game changers for high school basketball in this state. And it's so ironic that they would be finalists at the same time, because that's truly what they did. So that's something that has happened out in California as we get set for the All-Star Game coming up tomorrow. The skills and the three-point and the slam dunk, what's left of it, is coming up tonight that people are going to watch. Once again, like it's been our question this morning, you know, have All-Star games kind of fizzled in your mind? 404-726-0929 if you want to check in and give us a shout about it. You know, they're doing different things with it. The NHL is not even having an All-Star game this year. They're having a Four Nations tournament, playing some of it in Montreal, playing some of it in Boston. We already know what's happened with the Pro Bowl. It's turned into a series of games, tug of war, you know, kickball, dodgeball, flag football. You know, so, you know, these All-Star games, are they the event that they once, because they used to be like, you had to watch them. These were things that you wanted to see so badly. And so things have, you know, just changed and evolved. And now the NBA tries to do something different with four teams. It'll be tomorrow. And just see how people like that, how people gravitate to it. Just trying to do something different with the All-Star game. We know the Rising Stars game. We had another one of our home folks, Stephon Castle, out of Newton High School out in Covington, was the MVP of that event last night. And shout out to that young man. Obviously, the collegiate career he had up at UConn before going on to the NBA.
Man, he was shooting the lights out last night. I was like, ooh, this boy's on a heater. Him and Grady Dick?
Yep.
I was like, well, this boy's on a heater. Dawson Komet tried to do a little something. It was a guard show last night. It was definitely the guard's world last night.
It's fantastic. That's always a fun evening. I like that evening. You know, celebs get a chance to get out there and get on the court and have some fun as well. They're able to do that. Of course, you know, baseball does that. They have the celebrity, like a softball game that takes place during, you know, baseball All-Star weekend. So that's something else that can bring some people out, and people may tune in to watch that. Just giving some people a lot of options to see what people will watch and respond to, what folks are going to buy tickets to come out and see. But that's part of what All-Star Weekend, as it continues to evolve. You know, we want it to stay in, but we want it to be interesting. We want it to be something that people are intrigued to watch. And that's what we're watching for as far as All-Star game tonight. But once they get done, though, Hawks are going to go back to work. And Trae Young is going to be there tomorrow night. He's going to get to play in his All-Star game, fourth time there. And you hope he goes out and puts on a great show.
Drop them dimes. Drop them dimes, young man. Drop them dimes. That's going to be our best recruiting tool. Drop them dimes, young man.
How about that? Go out there. That's one of the reasons why I think it was important for him to go. Just somebody else who hadn't met him or hadn't been on the floor with him, get a chance to do that. And, hey, you don't know who will watch how this team finishes here in Atlanta and say, oh, yeah, I spent some time with him. I spent some time around him. You get to the agent, get me down to Atlanta. I want to be a part of what's happening. That's another part of this weekend we may not talk a lot about. But, you know, Noel, this is one of the weekends where stuff like that happens.
Yeah. And shout out to Trae and his little brother Timmy for coming to the Rising game last night. Get an eye on Zachary Richache. You know, I'm sure he told him, hey, son, you got to make sure you can't mess around with these passes. Now you got to make sure you got your head on the swivel. You let that ball go out of bounds, then y'all lost the game. You got to make sure when you with me, keep your head on the swivel, young man.
I'm sure he learned that being on the floor with Trae.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was surprised he missed that pass. I was like, really?
Yep.
Playing with Trae Young? That's all you do. That's all you get.
You better have eyes in the back of your head.
Man, listen. But it was fun to see. It was definitely fun to see. The bigs definitely know how to screen. I tell you that. You saw a lot of big screen in action last night. They definitely know how to do that. But, yeah, the Rising Stars game is always fun. The skills challenge is always fun. The dunk contest has lost its luster since LeBron decided he never wanted to be in it.
Killed it.
LeBron killed it. And
it's dead as fried chicken.
It is super dead. And the game is lackluster. But I think the skills challenge in the Rising game, in the Rising Stars game, is like the two shining, the three-point competition, like the shining moments of All-Star Weekend. Celebrity game, I can take it or leave it.
Yep. So tonight is the night we're going to see some good competition, and it should be a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, that's what we got coming up tonight as far as All-Star Weekend goes. But I'm curious to see, once these guys get a little downtime and the season resumes next week, to see if our Hawks can pick up where they left off. You know, because, hey, I'm with Noel. After that trade, I was like, what are we doing? We just tanking the rest of the season? No, folk. Yeah, I like what we have acquired in this trade. You've got some players, I think, who want to be here and want to be a part of what the Hawks are doing and a part of the future with this team. I like what this team is doing. I like the possibilities to climb into the sixth spot, maybe the fifth spot in the East if they do a lot well. They got a lot more home games coming up. Remember, this team has been on the road a lot. You know, after the holidays, they got more home games coming up Let's see if that can happen with this team and get everybody healthy, get Clint Capela back in the mix, see what he's going to give us, and let's see where it takes us. I'm excited about it. I know who else I'm excited about. Dave Archer going to join us. We're going from Falcons Radio Network, join us to talk about in the NFL, talk about the Hawks, not the Hawks, talk about the Falcons and what they look forward to doing here in the offseason, what he expects, what he looks to see. That's coming up. You stay with us on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $199 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SM809245. MSRP 269. 40 ends 2/28/25.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on this Saturday morning. Greg, he's on assignment. That's all we're going to say about Greg. He's on assignment. But anyway, Noel White has been here with me. We've had a good time this morning. Talked about a little bit of all the stuff that's happening. We've had Grant McCauley down in spring training. We talked college basketball with Alabama and Auburn. Basketball, not football, is a big deal today. Of course, we also talked about the NFL and Falcons and what we're looking for now in the coming weeks as we get set for the draft, combine, pro days, and eventually putting them on the field there, right? The rookie mini camp, and we're ready to start it all over again. The guy who's keeping up with all of it as well, he's getting a little downtime too, is Dave Archer from the Falcons Radio Network, joins us now. Dave, good morning.
Sam, good to be with you, man. You bring me back a little too legit to quit. I got Hammer. We got Andre Rison going to walk in through the door. Maybe a little Dion. What you got going on for me? We back in black? What's going on?
Jared Glanville. Come on, man. You can imagine putting that crew back together, huh?
Yeah. We're back in 91, 92. What are we doing?
Yeah, those are some times. Those are some times for this team. Fantastic times. A lot of fun times. And a lot of people are looking forward to more fun times with this football team as they see the potential that's there for this Falcons team. A little aggravated still about the way things finished but you saw what could be for the future for this team. And now, what are the priorities, Dave, as you, you know, reconfigure this roster to pick up kind of where you left off and carry it forward?
Yeah, it's really an interesting case study here, Sammy, when you start thinking about what you need to do. Certainly understand the frustrations and irritation with the fan. This was a year that was supposed to be a year where Atlanta got over the hump, 7-10 seasons for three consecutive seasons. This is supposed to be a team that was going to be playoff bound. It looked like we were headed that way, and then just kind of crash landed mid-season. And so trying to pick up the pieces, as you look forward, certainly you love the fact that you've got some young stars. I think Penix is going to be an unbelievably good player. I think we already know that Bijan Robinson is a star. I think that we see the emergence of what Drake London can be as a number one receiver. And you love the way the offensive line has continued to really be pretty good and productive. That offense now, top 10 in rushing and throwing the football. That was something you wanted to get back to. That was where you were back in the days of Matt Ryan and Devontae Freeman and Roddy White and Julio Jones. You got back to some of those levels offensively. Defensively, obviously, is where the struggles are. And you've had a couple of defensive coordinators over the last couple of years. Now you've got another guy in Jeff Ulbrich who knows Atlanta, comes back, has learned a lot of stuff over the last few years with a really good defense in New York. But priorities are obviously going to have to fall to the evaluation of the roster, and Terry and Raheem and the staff have a big job in trying to evaluate just who do you hang on to. They've got some really tough decisions with a couple of guys in the interior defensive line. When you start talking about David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett, two guys that have been very good football players in this league, and you've got one, in my opinion, who's the heart and soul of the team. A guy that, you know, just doesn't set the tone in a game. He sets the tone in practice. He sets the tone in your off-season workouts, and that's Grady Jarrett. He's a guy that, when you start talking about culture and things of that nature, those are things that you don't really want to mess with and you want to make sure you maintain. And Grady Jarrett's going to be a big decision for them. I know he's due a lot of money, but there's a lot more involved than just stepping on the field, and Grady's a big part of that. I hope he's still, you know, a part of this operation. But those are some of the decisions that they're going to have to make as far as personnel. Who do you re-sign? All those kind of things are being evaluated right now. What can you evaluate? You don't have a ton of draft picks. Who's coming back off injury? I think Ruka Roro has a chance to be a really good player. We don't know a lot about Brandon Dorlus, the other defensive lineman, and Braylon Trice, who got hurt in training camp, is a guy that you feel like he's going to be able to come back. DeMarco Helms, a safety, that I think, had he not gotten injured, I don't know that you go get Justin Simmons. I think that DeMarco Helms was a pickup in the seventh round. So there's a lot of stuff there that's sorted out that I just kind of threw out there for you, that they're all evaluating all that stuff.
Yeah, spending time on the Wait For It .com outline with David Archer. Always great to catch up with him at Falcons Radio Network. And he is social. Always find him at ArcherQB16, at ArcherQB16. Talk about the only five draft picks and what that really does to you. You know, it puts a little pressure because you want those draft picks to count. You want to be able to look back and still say, hey, we knocked it out of the park. We hit a home run. But you only got five right now.
Yeah, you're right, Sam, and you got to hit it on the first two. I think I would venture to say, and I think a lot of teams would probably say this is not going too far off the beaten path here, that the first two picks need to be guys that come in and make a big impact. And I think that there was some that are a little concerned. I'm sure those that are on the periphery looking, you didn't get the impact out of your top picks that you'd like to have gotten this year. Aroro, I think, showed signs of being pretty good, and I think he has a chance to be a really good player. I really do. The second-round draft pick out of Clemson from last year. And obviously, the Braylon Trice injury, you know, derailed that. He looked like he was going to be the goods coming off the edge. I think he would have been a nice compliment to Ebba Cady coming off the edge. But, of course, the injury sidelined him. I think that you're looking at the first two picks. You're going to have to get guys that are going to come in and affect the team. And I know a lot of people are looking towards the edge rusher. There's some pretty good ones in this class coming up. There's some guys that are kind of some hidden gems. I know some people have talked about some of the names that are out there. I won't get into that right now. We'll start diving into that pretty soon. But there's some guys that have kind of showed their head a little bit when, you know, at the Senior Bowl and some places like that, that I think that could impact this team. And you're also going to – you're probably looking, Sam, at the three levels of the defense. I think you're going to probably have to maybe address all three levels. You know, we start talking about the defensive line, whether it's an edge rusher. Obviously, we talked about the Onyemata Grady Jarrett stuff and what you're going to have to do there from a defensive tackle standpoint. But the linebackers, you got a star in Caden Ellis. When you've got a workman-like guy and Landman, but there's some signing things you're going to have to do there to get guys re-signed. Or do you add a guy? Does Troy Anderson come back? He's been disappointing because of the injuries. And then the third level, like I mentioned, DeMarco Helms, I think he comes back from the injury. I'm not sure you have to do anything at safety. I know Richie Grant's a free agent. You've got some issues at corner, you know, Dee Alford and Mike Hughes, their deals are up. So all three levels of the defense are going to have to be looked at, and I would think that that's probably where they're going to concentrate pretty hard.
All right, Dave, it's Noel here with you. And on the offensive side, I'm looking at Pete Briscoe's list of top free agents, and they have Drew Dolman listed number 7. What is the plans? What is the Falcons' plans for center? Are we keeping Drew Dolman? Are we moving on to Neusel? What do you think happens there?
I think they would like to keep Dolman. I think the continuity along the offensive line is going to be very important to them. I'm not sure where that number is. Obviously, Atlanta doesn't have a ton of money available for free agency. It'll be interesting to see just how sought after Drew Dolman is in free agency. I'm not sure that, you know, Pete does a really good job of kind of breaking down some guys that might be interesting to other teams. I don't know where that would fall for Dolman. I think Dolman certainly coming back off the injury, got hurt in week 2, I think, and missed a couple of games. Neusel stepped in, played solidly. But when Dolman came back, I thought there was a pickup and how good we played up front. I think he's rounded into a solid center. Now, there are some good guys in the draft. Now, if you start talking about offensive linemen, centers, interior offensive linemen, and things of that nature, that if you decide to go that direction with one of your draft picks, you could potentially get a guy there. But I think Drew Dolman will certainly be someone they'll concentrate on trying to get back. Just don't know what that number is going to be. I do think he's an important piece, an important cog to the offensive line.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, talking with Dave Archer, Falcons Radio Network, with us here talking Falcons football. And like I said, once again, he is social. You can find him at ArcherQB16, ArcherQB16. Speaking of QB, you know, we've established now who the starting quarterback will be for this team. We're not sure what happens with Kirk Cousins, whether or not whatever goes on, you know, with him. Talk about the importance of getting the right backup to go along with Penix, because he's still learning. He's still growing. You've seen this time and time again, but how important is it to have the right person there to whisper in his ear and to just be an extra set of eyes for him?
Yeah, I think it's important, Sam. I think that Penix is a little bit different guy. I think that he's a little bit more accomplished than your normal young quarterbacks, okay? And not that he doesn't have more to learn. He certainly does. And we saw him learn in just the 3 games that he played, you know, and his improvement over the 3 games. But, you know, playing 49 games in college, playing in some of the high-impact games he played in, the injuries he had to fight through, you know, he's probably wiser than his age would tell you. And I think that in talking to him, just some of the comments that he made on throws, why he did certain things, they belie his years a little bit. So I think that certainly you want a guy that's there that that you're going to be in meeting rooms with, because, you know, we think about just the game day stuff and a guy walking over and saying, hey, I saw this or whatever. It's the Tuesday through Friday stuff, the Monday through Friday stuff, where you're in meetings together. There's a comfort zone of being able to share information. There's the ability to if you've got a guy that's got some normally you're going to put a guy there that's got some experience that can share, you know, some of the things that they've gone through. But I really think Penix is a little bit different animal than younger some young quarterbacks, and I think that's why you saw Bo Nix play extremely well. He played what, 60 games in college. You see Brock Purdy, how many games he played at Iowa State. You know, I just think the some of these guys that are staying in college a little bit longer are coming out and they're much more prepared to play. And because they're doing things at the college level that are mirroring what's going on in the NFL. And so they're coming in much more ready to go. And I think Penix is one of those kind of guys.
Yeah, yep. That's how I was looking. So from now leading up to draft time, it's going to be quite interesting. The combine, pro days, and then any other free agent moves. It's going to be an interesting time around the NFL, Arch, but especially for this Atlanta team.
Yeah, just within our own division. You know, when you start looking at what's going on in Tampa, what's Kellen Moore going to do, the new head coach in New Orleans, you know, with their quarterback situation, Derek Carr, and they've got some issues with their salary cap. How are they going to handle that to get back to being competitive and being a part of the mix in this division? Certainly Tampa is going to return their people, so we'll see how that plays out. And Carolina, the way they played at the end of the year against us, you know, I think that they go into the offseason on an uptick and feeling pretty good about themselves as they look to 2025. So as much as everyone wants to downplay the NFC South, I think that there are some teams, Atlanta, Carolina, maybe feel like they're starting to climb. And, you know, New Orleans trying to kind of figure it out, and Tampa sitting at the top of the heap. So that's where you got to start. You know, how do we win our division? And that gets us into the postseason dance. But you're right, around the league, what's going on with the Raiders quarterback situation? Where's Russell Wilson going? What are they going to do in Pittsburgh? You know, there's a lot of stuff to follow. But I know all eyes are on Atlanta and these Atlanta fan base because of, you know, some guys here that are venerable names, the Grady Jarretts and people like that of the world. What's the organization going to do with those guys? Because those guys are really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be watching for that. Dave, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I see that your Cyclones are like in the top 10 right now. Maybe they're going to get into the dance and do some damage, huh?
Well, we're going to try to. Yeah, I think they're 19-5. They got Cincinnati this afternoon. It's a good team. They picked up a couple guys in the transfer portal that have helped them up front. They got two big guys that can play. They've got three guards. You could argue that they might have one of the top five or six teams in the country with their three-guard offense. So it's been fun to watch. DJ Otzelberger's been phenomenal. Take him into the Sweet 16, two of their first 3 years he's been there. And a lot of people like him to make a run here. We'll see what happens.
All right. We'll be watching. It is that time of year. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Always great hearing from you, Dave.
Thanks, Sammy. Good to be with you. You take care, bud.
All right. That is Dave Archer spending some time with us talking about whether the list and things will be priorities for the Atlanta Falcons during this offseason as we work our way up toward the combine, the pro days, and then the draft, things for us to watch for. Appreciate that. All right. We've got one more little mini segment we're going to do before we wrap things up because we got soccer coming up at 11:50. You stay with us on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. On this Saturday morning from our Kia studios here in Midtown, so glad you're with us since 8 a.m., right? We headed up to the just a few more minutes to go here before we hand things off to MLS action or Atlanta United getting set to play a preseason contest against Dallas. Jason Longshore and Jared Smith will be there for you. They have that for you at 11:50 coming up in just a few minutes as we like to see how this side is taking shape. Very, very excited about some of the acquisitions that this team has made in recent weeks to go along with a nice nucleus of talent that returns from the previous season, finishing last season so strong, knocking Miami off out of the playoffs. And, you know, the problem was they didn't get to play many of those games at home. They were on the road because they were so, you know, the record was so inconsistent during the course of the season. We really want to see them get off to a positive start, get off to a strong start, and really establish where they're going to be, and you know, as far as the East, and then being a playoff team and a MLS Cup contender. That's what we feel like we should have here this season, and that's what has us so excited about Atlanta United. And, of course, you're going to hear it all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I've been here this morning, and Greg is on assignment, but we did cast and call at 8, and he probably will make a new one. You want to watch out for that. He did have a lot of opportunities for you to be a part, be extras, and be in part of some productions around the area and pick up some cash like that. So he did leave that for us.
You know, speaking of casting call, I'm going to pull a Greg moment. This is going to be our Greg moment for the day since Greg isn't here. Mm-hmm. So when you was talking about casting call and you was talking about the wardrobe department or, you know, maybe you have your own wardrobe, whatever, it made me think about the movie A Star Is Born, the 76 version.
Right.
Because if you didn't know, if you look at the credits, Barbra Streisand is actually credited for wardrobe.
Whoa.
Because she didn't like anything they brought in. So she threw it all out and brought in her own stuff from her closet. So on top of all the numerous credits like executive producer and star, she was her own wardrobe department. And
I don't think that happens very much.
It does not. That's an even better reason why her and Elvis did not need to be in the same film.
No. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Talk about some drama, right? Did not need to have that happen. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, if you look at the credits at the end, you will see wardrobe, Barbra Streisand.
Wow. You know, hey, I don't like anything you guys got here, but wait, I'll be right back. You know, and go and bring home things. That's fantastic stuff to know. So watch for that as well, you know, with Greg and see if he has a new casting call for you. It has been a good morning, been a wonderful morning to be in this morning, even though, you know, Greg didn't make it with us and we were to have been joined this morning by Chris Goforth. That didn't happen either. But tomorrow morning we're going to have Jason Longshore with us after today's soccer action. He'll be with us tomorrow to really break down Atlanta United, tell us what we watch for, tell us who's improving, and tell us if this team is ready for the bell to ring next week and then play against Montreal and get this season started. Great to have some fun this morning. Tim Scarborough joined us, talk college basketball. Great weekend for college basketball. I know some people are bemoaning the end of football season. There's no more football games. Well, but you know, the basketball is incredible, the college basketball. And today's main event across the country, the main event is Alabama and Auburn, number one and number two. Who would ever think that, right? That's a big football rivalry, but not so much basketball. Today it will be on. They're going to be playing at Coleman Coliseum over in Tuscaloosa, and you're going to be able to hear it here right after Atlanta United is done. Atlanta United is going to start in just a few minutes at 11:50 at Auburn against Alabama. Pregame at 3:45, tip at 4 o'clock, and then Kentucky and Texas. Pregame 7:45 and tip at 8 o'clock. All-Star Weekend continues for the NBA. Tonight, the skills, the three-point, the slam dunk, and tomorrow's the big game. You know what I was thinking about, Noel, as we get ready to leave here? About two events, and people talk about All-Star games obsolete. The one thing about the NBA All-Star game is you get everybody in one place. Yep. Because all your current greats and the greats from the past show up for this game.
Yeah,
for
you saw Oscar Robinson last night, courtside.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. You don't get that in any of the other All-Star games, really. The only other place I think where you get the greats from the past and the all-time greats is like the Masters, right? Because at the Masters, all the greats who won before get to come back and put their green jacket on for the Champions Dinner. They're back on the grounds at the tournament, whether they're playing in the tournament or not. They're there along with, you know, your Jordan Spieths and your Scottie Scheffler and all your current guys. They're all there together. So I can't think of any other event that brings all the, your current greats and all your past all in one place. Not for baseball.
Maybe the Hall of Fame game?
Hall of Fame game. But not all your greats from the present. Your greats from the present for those two teams that play the game.
Okay, fair.
Right, yeah. Right, because the rest of them guys are in camp.
True.
So no, the only current greats that could show up for the Hall of Fame game are the ones that own the team. They don't play. You know, but they show up and they be around the Hall of Famers. I can't think of another one that does it. I really can't. You know, the NBA does that this weekend. So if nothing else, the photo op is the big deal this weekend for NBA All-Star Weekend because everybody that's able to make it, you know, Kareem should be there. I mean, you know, you see him walk these days and his movement's a little, you know, not very fluid, but he lives on the West Coast. You would think that he would probably be there. The greats will be there. You know, he's like Dr. J, and of course, guys like Neek, and all, you know, they'll be there. Jordan's doing a little something different. Jordan's down in Daytona. And Bubba Wallace picked him up a trophy Thursday night. He wasn't expecting to get it.
Yeah, Jordan's a little busy.
He's a little busy down there. You know, he's filed a little lawsuit with him. He's trying to make him break the bank open and really bring some money for those folks down there. So he's down there putting his Jordan brand on the side of his cars and trying to see if they can win the Daytona 500 that is coming up tomorrow. Adam Alexander will join us tomorrow morning, by the way, to get us up to speed of everything that's happening at Daytona. They moved that race up to a 1:30 start tomorrow because of impending weather down on the coast. All right, that's what's coming up. Noel, exemplary work, a yeoman's work beyond the call of duty this morning.
Hey, I step in where needed.
You know what I mean? I thank you so much this morning. Thank all of our guests for joining us. And I thank all of you who tune in and listen and spent the morning with me. Back here tomorrow morning from 6:30 till 10. We'll see you then. Enjoy Atlanta United coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.